Okay, today's daf is Trumos daf Yud Ches, as we continue here in the second parak of Maseches Trumos, and we are on Yud Zayin Amabez, a couple lines up from the bottom, relating to what the Mishnah was talking about. So the Mishnah had brought in three cases, if you remember, to teach us, actually not the Mishnah, the Gemara, had brought in three cases that even though the halacha is Be'emes Amru, as we said, an eagle shell dvela, when one has the, actually it was the Mishnah, an eagle shell dvela, if you have a group of items that have to be nitram, so we say ein tarmin minatar la tameh, we had a machlokes ta'araisa derabanan, but there are exceptions to the rule. Be'emes Amru, we said if it's one unit, so then you could take min ha tohar al hatameh, if it is one unit. And we gave three examples to that one unit. Either we're talking about an eagle shell tvela, a whole fig cake where they're stuck together, and we ended up saying they're stuck together with fruit juice, with mei peros, and the same thing would apply with aguda shel yarek, a bundle of vegetables, and an arema, a pile of stalks of wheat, all three. And the Gemara said on yesterday's Naf, Yud Zayin Mabez, why we need all three. Each one of them is a greater chiddush than the previous line, because the first one is the most together, so that's obvious. But we said, even if it's a bundle that's tied together, and even if it's not even tied together, it's just an arema. In all those cases, we say the exception that you are allowed to be mafrish min hatohar al hatameh. So we explained each case of the Mishnah. So we just have one line left relating to that. There's another line that seems extra in the Mishnah. Mikiva, we're five lines from the bottom on Yud Zayin Mabez. Mikiva, detanina hayushnei gulin, vishtei agudos, vishtei aremos. Ready, look back in the Mishnah for a minute. The Mishnah seems to have an extra line. We already learned that you cannot take tar from Tameh unless it's one unit. And then the Mishnah feels the need to say again, hayushnei gulin, vishtei agudos, vishtei aremos, if there's two of them, so then you can't take mizal zeh. We know that already. We already said that in the first five lines of the Mishnah. So he asked the Gemara, Mikiva de Taninan Hayushtei Gulin, Vishtei Agudo, Shtei Aremos. Since we already have that line, so Ma Tsurcha, Tehahi, Demar, the Rabbi Yochanan, B'Shem Rabbi Yana, Venechshav, Lechem Chumaschen, Kedagan, Vigomer. What does that mean? That's the line that explains why it has to be all connected. You don't do minatar al hatameh. So the Gemara here, instead of just quoting the other line of the Mishnah, quotes the explanation of the Gemara about that line of the Mishnah. But really, the question is, what the whole first five lines of the Mishnah already reflect that it's two different items, then you cannot be minatar al hatameh. So why does the end of the Mishnah have to repeat that if it's two, then you're not allowed to do it? We know that already. So Amar b'chiyah bar ada, ba'arema shel kishuin v'diluin imasdisa. The chiddush is if you have a pile of kishun and diluin. Remember, we had a lot of discussion back in Kilayim of these chat melons and gourds. But what's the chiddush here? You might have thought an added chiddush, right? What did we just say? When do you say that minatar latami is okay? By a fig cake, they're all stuck together, and by a bundle of vegetables, they're all tied together, and a pile of stalks that are all very nicely touching each other. But if you have large zucchini melons in a pile, is that really one unit? Right, they're much larger independent pieces than little grain kernels. So you might have thought that there you wouldn't say minatar latame. That's the added chiddush of the line. The added chiddush of the last line of the Mishnah to say two is no good, but one is good. One is good. One big pile is good. Even if it's of kishuin and diluin, even if it's of these large items, it is still considered an arema. Just like chitim would be, and one would be able to be mafrish min hatohar al hatami. Good. So now he asks the Gemara, what about this case? What about this case? Right, we said if you have one fig cake, and it is part of it is tame, part of it is tar. And we explained how that's possible with the May Paris yesterday. So what about if you have two different fig cakes? Hayushnei gulin. You have two of them, but each one of them is partly tame and partly tar. Which basically means they're each tame and they're each a little bit of tame, a little bit of tar. So here, they're physically distinct. They're separate. So you might say it's pashut. What do you mean? It's two things. No, it's physically distinct, but they share the same halachic situation. They're each chati tame v'chati tar. So you might say that kind of brings them together. Right? That kind of connects them as a unit. if they're in the same boat in terms of halacha, so then maybe they're considered one. So would we say that? Would we say that? So that's the Gemara's question. So we say v'yebakada. Maybe it's like the following. The following. So the following is a relating to a Mishnah. So if you look back in the Mishnah, later on in the Mishnah, on Dav Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Lamed Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah says there, the beginning of Perek HaMafrish, beginning of the fourth Perek here in Trumos. What happens if I have a big pile, 100 Sa'ah pile of Tevel, and I take one Sa'ah out, one out of 100. So that's not enough for what Chazal say I should be Mafrish, right? I should take 1/50th. That's the average. That's what I'm supposed to take. But I took 1/100. I took half. So if I took out one 100th, and now I'm going to take out another one. I don't know, the next day. So am I allowed to do that? Says the Mishnah. Three shitas in the Tanaim. So the Mishnah here says, Motzi mimenu truma alav. This is all background to understanding the next line of our Gemara. Motzi mimenu truma alav, avalo l'makom acher. You could be, take out the other 1/100th for it. Right, regarding this pile itself, we regard everything still as tevel, and therefore you can be mafrish truma from the tevel. You took out 1/100th, and you'll add on another 1/100th. Altogether, you'll get 1/50th, and you're good. But you cannot, let's say I decide I want to be mafrish more from this pile to be pater other tevel. That you can't do. Because maybe regarding others, I already look at this as already misukan. Already, it's already chulin, and you can't be mafresh. So, avalova makom acher. Look at the Mara Folda there, the beginning of the fourth parak. He says, chozer emotzi osa kriyatzmo achi yashlem shneisim kishir truma. You could be mafresh for it itself. Dahatevel hu sheyale velomotzi velomashi kfar nitkan. I can assume that it's the tevel, you know, that's coming up in my hand, and not what was kfar mitukan. Rabbi Meir says even more makel. Rabbi Meir says, af mozi ulda makom acher chumusum aisrus. Right, even I could take out from this basket where I took out 1/100th. I'm going to take out more. I could take it out for more to be matir other things as well. Because even as the Gemara is going to say, it's considered tevel until I'm finished being mafrish. That's two days. So either I could be mafrish just for it itself, but not for other things, or even for other things. If you look in the Gemara later on Adaf Lamed Dalad Aman Aleph. Quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Shita, who says, you're stuck. If you have a pile, and you took out 1/100th, you can't even take out, and you finish. And now you want to be mafresh more, what you're supposed to. You're stuck. He says, Eino motzi, lo alav, velo amakom acher. You cannot take out from it, because we look at it as already, who says you're taking out the tevel? Maybe you're taking out what was already misukan in the item, and therefore, it was a problem. So with that background of taking out, if you took out one, and now what's in this, what's in the rest of the pile now, might be misukan. So with that background, we have the following now on the third line. The yabakada, maybe, again, what are we trying to ask now back in our Gemara? You have two figa cakes, each one is partly tummy, partly tar. Could you be mafrish from one for the other? So v'yebakada ha'ilafanav shnei kriyim echad hefish b'menu mixas trumus u'maisrus v'yechad hefish b'menu mixas trumus u'maisrus. Like, so similar to the case that we just said, the Mishnah later on has one case where you took out part, but here let's say you have two. You have two different piles. Each one of them you took out part of the hafrasha already. Ma'u sheyitro mizel zeh. Can you be mafresh on one to the other? So it's similar. Our question is about, you have two piles. One is partly tummy, each one is partly tummy, partly tar. Over there, similar. The question is, we have two piles. Each one is partly hufrash, partly not hufrash. So what do you say? So tamidoi de Rabbi Chiya Ruba. We had a lot of Rabbi Chiya Ruba earlier in Yerushalmi. We haven't had him in a while. So tamidoi Rabbi Chiya Ruba, sha'olim Rabbi Chiya Ruba. The tamidoi of Rabbi Chiya Ruba asked Rabbi Chiya Ruba, va'amarlon, and he answers them, haksil choveket yadav, va'ochel es bisaro. Right, quotes a pasuk in Koheles. The fool will, you know, fold his arms and eat his flesh. What does that mean? What's he trying to tell them? He's trying to tell them, the Maharjim explained, like a Muslim in Yaakov Shita, meaning he's stuck. What is like folding your arms? It means like you were in the middle of something and you stopped in the middle and you didn't continue. You didn't do what you have to do. So it's like here, you were mafrish and you didn't do your hafrasha that you were supposed to do. So now you're stuck. It was like you close your arms and now you can't eat it. Eat your flesh. Right? Ochel b'saro. That's how he's using this line. So that's what Rebbe, that's what the Talmidim, the first version of what Rebbe Aruba said, and that is you're stuck. Meaning you can't be toreim mizeh alzeh. So the same thing would be that you can't be toreim in our case. From a portion that's two piles, that one is Tamei and one is Tahar. And Rabbi Lazar, B'shem Rabbi Chiya Ruba, right? Rabbi Lazar said in the name of Rabbi Chiya Ruba, a different Misora of what he said. Ein Tarmin U'ma'asrin Mizeh Alzeh. You cannot be Toreim and Ma'aser Mizeh Alzeh. What does that mean? That he says, according to the Mara Fulda, he says, Amar Labahedya Ein Tarmin U'ma'asrin Mizeh Alzeh. Right? He, according to different pshatim of what this means, according to Mara Folda, this means that he is saying he said it beferish. It's not like he said this pasuk in Koheles that you have to figure out what he means, but he said it beferish. If you look in the Rav Chaim Kadievsky, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein Toreinu Ma'asrin Mizeh Alzeh, Af Dimimenu Alav Motzi Hu Truma Ukemasisin Dehasim Aval Al Shel Chaveiro Lo. Maybe he's saying you could be ma'aser on each one themselves, but not ma'aser mizeh alzeh. Right? So according to the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, there's a machlokas here. According to the first day, it's basing it on Rav Lozer ben Yaakov that way, we just looked at on Daf Lamed Daled. That you can't even be ma'aser on themselves. Right? On themselves. Right? Not just for each other. But if you have a pile and you brafish some, but now you're stuck. So how do you fix this? Maybe you'll have to be mafish from somewhere else on it. But according to Rabbi Lazar, in the name of Rabbi Chiya Ruba, you can't be maaser mizeh alzeh, right? But you can be maaser from one to the from it itself, and therefore it would be possible. And there is a machlokas here then between the two versions of Rabbi Chiya Ruba. These types of versions we mentioned whenever you have two versions in the Gemara from the same person. Did he say this? Did he say that? So you might say, well, he was Choserbo. Maybe at one point he said A, and at one point he said B. Right? Rabbanim can change their mind, or at different stages give different shitas. If not, if it was in the same shear and he said it, so then you can't say that he said two different things. Right? If it was in the same shear, and just the Talmidim got something different, right? That's the Rashi in Ksubas that we have quoted. The Rashi in Ksubas and Nun Zion of an Aleph. Rashi says, Elu ve'elu de'elu kim chayim is wonderful, except when it's a machlokas about what was said. Right, if it's a machlokas about what a Rebbe said, if he spoke twice, then fine. But if he spoke once, then it gets a little more difficult. Says Rashi, Tzubis Nun Zayin, Aval ki pligi treyam oroi bedin o beisser veheter kol chad amar hachi mistaver tamei ein kan sheker. That's fine. If you have two people, this is elu ve'elu. If you have two people arguing about a din, so then there's no falsehood. Kol chad v'chad svara didei kamar. Right, each one saying their own opinion. Mar you have time elateir, mar you have time elisura. One saying leheter, one saying leisser. Mar medami milsa la milsa hachi, umar medami lebin yinachrina. V'igal meimar elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. Fine, heim zimne d'shaya chaytama, zimne d'shaya chaytama. Shatam mishapech lefishinu yadvarim b'shinu imuat. If you have a machlokas about an issue, then you can say elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. But it's a machlokas about what a Rebbe said, so then that's much harder because he only said one thing, right? The first half of that Rashi. Umashvi milsa tremoroi kamoi chad milsa shafkina nadilu. The mifligi tremoroi aliba dechad. Venaktina nahid the mifligi tremoroi aliba denafshayu. The chipligi tre abaliba dechad. Marmar hachi amar ploni. Vamar hachar me ploni. Chad mi nayu mishaker. One of them is not telling the truth. You can't say elu ve'elu about this type of event. There was the Rebbe said something about a different type of event. You can't say Elu Ve'elu. Right? There are limits to Elu Ve'elu. Right? Elu Ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chayim, the Gemara in Erev Vineyard, Gimel, beautiful, Yesod, and it's all about the Mesora. So, it's beautiful, but there are limits. So one of the limits is about what a historical fact, about what the Rebbe said. Right? The Rishonim discuss, there's a Machlokas, did they do the Zrikos? When they did the Zrikos towards the Kodesh Kodashim from the Heichal, did they do it and it touched the curtain? Or did they do it and it fell on the floor in front of the curtain? Right? So is that's a machlokas elu ve'elu? What'd they do? What they do? That's the question. Right? Remember one of the Amorim that went through the Shurim Bayachoy, and he says, I was in the Vatican, and I was in the Rome, and I saw the curtain, and it had drops of blood on it. So that's not, the Gemara says that. So the Rishonim say, maybe it was the drop, so that's a Raya, that way, where you did the Zrikas on. The Gemara Tosfos, and I think the Rishonim ask, maybe that's from Titus, remember, he stabbed the curtain, and, the blood shot out. So how do you know it's a Raya, that it's from the, Yom Kippur? But the Rishonim, they're asked, you know, how could that be a machlokas, right? The Gemara in Yuma and Daf Nun Tes, and the Ritva there deals with this. The Ritva there says, "Pirsh Riva, the Shnei Konim Ela Lo Nechelku El Demar Mar Avid Hachi or Mar Avid Hachi Uman Da Avid Kachol Chad Minayo Avid." Maybe they're saying that they could have done either one. Could have done either one on the floor in the. Either way, that's a limit generally on Elu VeElu, right? If it's a machlokes about historical effect. Oh, there's another dilemma on Elu VeElu. You have to be a Baal Hadeya in order to be able to give an opinion, right? If the Gdolei Hador are arguing about something, and then somebody who doesn't know much says their opinion, oh, Elu VeElu. This person's been learning for 65 years, and this person just went to yeshiva for 2 years. Machlokes, Elu VeElu. No, you have to be a bar hachi. You have to be in the parsha, right? In the Nefesh HaRa, Rav Shachter quotes this from Rav Salvechik. He says, "B'shamati mei Rabbeinu, b'lamdeinu mesechas and hejim b'yeshiva. D'mai diazlinan basar ruba lefsok beisil kenega beishamai." Right? We postulate Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. Lom wrote, Masha Beis Shammai, Machad Zitfei. The Gemara says, Beis Shammai was sharper. How can we go like Beis Hillel? Hainu Mili, Kishachachamim Bale Machlokes, Shayachim Lachal Apachas, but also Sug Belimud. They're in the same sphere of Limud. And that's where you could say, okay, you could have a Machlokes, you go by the majority, do you go by the sharper? Avak She'enim, also Haliga Bichlal, when they're not in the same league. Bechaygav No Loshach Lomar Nezel Basaruba. You don't go after the rove, and you don't say elu ve'elu in that case. He says ubetoras mashal amar b'zeh lashon b'yiddish, and Rav Salvechik quoted in Yiddish as a mashal. Shem yagid zakeno Reb Chaim as daita be'ezeh inyan halacha. If my grandfather Reb Chaim Salvechik used to give his opinion, v'kal chavri estadus or rabbanim, and all the other rabbis of the generation would give their opinion. Obviously, you don't go after the rove. He says about my grandfather. My grandfather was in a different league, right? So you wouldn't say, right? They quote that b'shem. B'shem Rav Chaim Ozer. We know the Kuzari has the Dalit, and other Rishonim have the Dalit, the four levels of being, right? The domain, the inanimate objects, the Tzomech, the Tzomchim, the growers, the trees, Chai, the animal kingdom, and Medaber, people. So those are the four levels of being. So I quote the B'shem Rav Chaim Ozer, I think, that there's a fifth one, Rav Chaim Brisker. Right, he was a different type of Bria. So that's what I guess Rav Salvechik was saying here too, that wouldn't be in the same league. But again, that's also a limit on Elu VeElu. Also reminds me, Rabbi Chanan quotes in the Kovetz Ma'amarim, he quotes this from the Tumim, that one time there was a priest that was coming, having a conversation with the Tumim, and they know Tanakh always very better than us. He says, you know, it says in your Tanakh, Acher Rav Mahatos, we have to go after the majority. So most of the majority does not believe in your religion. Right, so l'shitascha, acher Rav Mahatos, you should give up your religion. So Rav Yonasan Aibish has answered, you only go after the rove if there's a suffix. Right, if there's a doubt what to do, so then you go after the rove. But let's say it's the middle of the day, it's 2 p.m, and somebody says, you know, it's nighttime now. You could have 100 people telling you it's nighttime now. If you know bevadai that it's not nighttime, then you don't go after the majority. They're drunk. Right, they're like, but if you have 100 drunkards saying something, and one person that's sober, so you don't go after the drunkards. If they all say it's nighttime, it's, you know, it's really daytime. So says Rabbi Yonasan Aibish to this priest, "There's no suffix. There's no suffix." He writes that in my volume on page Zion. V'chein anachnu ein lanu suffix ba'amitas amunaseinu v'lo yuchal harov la'avirenu midaitenu. Vateres bazet emesu bar, right? Rabbi Chanan. So again, that's when there's no suffix, or when it's a different league, let's say. So elu ve'elu, there are is a beautiful principle, and we hold of it, but there are limits to it as well. So again, this is if it's a machlokas here, right? It seems to be a question whether this machlokas about what Rabbi Chiya Ruba said. According to the Mara Fulta, it's not a machlokas. Just he expressed the opinion that you can't. You can't be Maaser Mizel Zeh. According to Chaim Kadievsky, he's alluding to the Tanakama's opinion there on Daf Lamed Beis, and not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion, who we quoted on Daf Lamed Aleph. Meaning, you're not stuck, but you just can't do Mizeh Al Zeh. Okay, so now for the rest of the Amud, we get into the principle that we have mentioned before, and that is min hamukaf. Min hamukaf. Right? We already said a couple of days ago, I think, that truma has an halacha of min hamukaf. I'm supposed to take off truma from near where the tevel that I want to be misakein. We mentioned that trumas meiser doesn't need min hamukaf. Doesn't need min hamukaf. Only truma gedolim needs min hamukaf. What's the halacha min hamukaf about? Again, we'll have to talk about this, but just al regalachas. Maybe it's the simple interpretation is that, as we said before, what's the difference? Why is there halacha min hamukaf by truma gedola and not by trumas meiser? Because truma gedola is not a specific shear. You estimate about 1/50th, right? You're not allowed to be so exact. So in order to give a proper estimation, you know, it should be close by. It should be in proximity, right? That's the close. Trumas meiser, you have to get 10%, right? You have to give, you know, an exact number, right? 10% of the meiser rishon, right? So you know an exact number, so you don't have to, it doesn't even a mukav. So that could be a svara, why? But a mukav applies where you need to estimate, right? If I'm trying to estimate and I'm taking from a tevel that's nowhere near the tevel that I want to be misakein, it's going to be very hard to estimate 1/50th. Right, so maybe that's one svar min hamukaf. There could be, though, something more fundamental to that halacha. Maybe it's not a real hafrasha unless they're in proximity of each other. You have to be mafrish A from B. So if B, right, if doing a hafrasha, maybe the ultimate, again, if it's lachachila, then it's not by definition, but maybe the ultimate hafrasha is where you're being mafrish from what you want to be matir. Right, that's more of a hafrasha shlema. Again, we have to see if there's any evidence to it that it's beyond estimation. But there could be something more about the definition of a hafrasha in order to be called min hamukaf. Okay, we'll see. So says the Gemara now, a number of halachas relating. This is a Tosefta. Hare shehevi, meaning har bibakupa. What if you have a basket and you have many different types in the basket? All different types of vegetables. Right, that's durabanan or fruit. Ukruv milamalan, ukruv milamatan, v'davar achar ba'emsa. You have kruv. Let's translate that as cabbage. Right? You have kruv on top, kruv on the bottom. You have other vegetables in the middle. Am I allowed to take kruv from the top to matu the kruv from the bottom? Says the Gemara, no. Because there's a separation in between. That's not called minamukaf. Ein tarmin v'lo ma'asrin mizelzeh. Right? You can't be tarmin ma'asrin mizelzeh. That's not called minamukaf. Right? But that's only, says the Gemara, hada detema b'she'ein sham chalal. If there's a different type in between, it's not just airspace, that's the problem. Avalam yesham chalal, tarmin ma'asri mizelzeh. If it's just airspace, that's okay. It doesn't have to be touching. You just can't have a different type in between. Right? That's the difference. I don't know if there's a shear about how much it has to be. Is there a shear of the airspace, like a lovewood? But that's the halacha here. Good. Interesting, the girsa that we have here, that we just said, is ain't tarmin v'lo ma'asrin. V'lo ma'asrin. Right? The Pnei Moshe takes out that phrase twice. Ma'asrin. Do you need an amukah for hafresh's meiser? Right? Do you need that? So the Pnei Moshe says, look in the Rambam, no, you don't need. And therefore, I think this girsa is wrong, and therefore he takes out the girsa. Takes out the girsa of ain't tarmin v'lo ma'asrin. What do you mean, lo ma'asrin, mizelzeh? Right, so therefore the Pnei Moshe takes it out. See the fourth medium line of the Pnei Moshe. In Tormin Mizelzeh, Kein Sarach Lomar, V'chachu B'Tosefta. Dibit Shruma, Hu D'chashashu Sh'yitrom N'emukav. Only about Shruma. V'kanda Dover Acher Emsa Mafsik, Lo Yitrom N'elyam Aratachto. So, and that is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says Beferish, that Min HaMukav only applies to Truma Gedola. But by Maisris, it does not. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav in Maiser, Aleph Vav in Maiser. The Rambam says, Ma'asrin mimakom al makom acher, ve'eino tzarach la'asr min hamukaf. Can't get more clear than that. Rather, Rambam says you don't mean hamukaf from Maisris. From Maisris. The is that agreed upon? No. Right. First of all, you have this girsa here. Yeah, there's girsa here, which again, the Rambam must not have the girsa. But if you look in other Rishonim, look in the Ritva in Nida Dav Zayin, and there are others, Tosfos Rid, but the Ritva in Nida Dav Zayin says, he talks about, there the Gemara in Nida talks about Makefes, Makefes Ma Misha Yinoshcho Zu Bazu, right, it's talking about Mukaf, V'afogav Dibim Mukaf, it's talking about Chala, gotta put it sticking to each other. And then he says, V'yavagav de b'mukaf b'truma u'maisris. Here's the word. V'yavagav de b'mukaf u'maisris sagi lanche b'bayis b'makam ha'mishtamer. Even though, when it comes to mukaf by truma and maisris, it could be in the same house. That's good enough. Shiny chala d'chsiv reishis ariso sechem. V'lochashav reishis arisa ela kishakol b'yachad b'isa achas. He's contrasting it to hafrashas chala, tafrashas truma u'maisris. So the Ritva here, Beferish, and also as the Tosas Rid, in Baba Kama, Meiri and Chulin, different days, but there are some Rishonim that say, Yinim and Amukah from Maestris also, which then would go against the first Svara that we said before. Right, because what did we try to say before, the difference between Shuma Gadol and Shumas Maeser? Well, you only need it Minamukaf if you're estimating. But if you're giving an exact amount, you don't need it. If you say you need it by Maeseris, that's an exact amount also. So why should you need him in a mukaf? So again, that's a machlokas we showed him, and according to that Ritva, you could keep our girsa in the Gemara. If you look in the Radvaz, here in on that Rambam, he quotes Maasim Yimakom Zalmakom Acher Zemavur BiYerushalmi. So you must have the girsa of the Yerushalmi that, or a different Yerushalmi that the Pnei Moshe. V'sober Rabbeinu Shafilu Trumas Meiser Mafresh Oslab Shlom in a mukaf. That we already said. V'kula modim she Yisrael mafresh ma'aser rishon afilu shlom in a mukaf. Everybody agrees that ma'aser rishon you could be shlom in a mukaf. Why? And he quotes with the svar that we just said. The time of the milsa to be truma she nitalas ma'omad lo yuchal lachav in ashir elak shu mukaf by truma gadol you have to estimate. Avol ma'aser torma afilu shlom in a mukaf she'en lachush kivish noto also b'mito b'mishka. If you do get an exact number amount, then you don't have to worry. But again, according to the Rishonim that say, like the Ritva, the Tosas Rid, that even Miser has been a mukaf, then you have to give a different svara, or something more fundamental about the definition of a hafrasha. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, kol beis agidos echad, the whole wine press, all the different sections in one wine press, that's called min hamukaf. You can take from one area of wine to the other. Kol beis agronos echad, all the beis agronos, the whole threshing floor. A whole threshing floor, you have different piles of grain on the threshing floor, it's all called min hamukaf, as long as it's all together. Right? The Rambam quotes this from a Tosefta, if you look in, again, Gimel Yurches, the Rambam says, Peros mifuzarin betoch habayis. You have fruit all over the house. Oshtei magurosh v'bayis echa, tor me'echad alakol. Again, look how chila put them together. But again, sometimes we have in the house, I have on a table, and it's on the other side of the table. So, me'ikir adin, as long as it's in the same house, it's okay. Tarmei echad alakol. Echad alakol. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Tani Amar Yehuda, v'hu shetei tofesa sagron be'emsa. When do we say that the whole threshing floor is all connected? As long as you have this stuff in the middle also. Let's say, imagine a threshing floor, you have piles of wheat, but also on the floor in between, you have wheat scattered, and it's all connected. What if you already swept up the middle area? It's clean, the floor, you have separate piles. Says the Gemara, that's not good enough. As long as you have like stuff all around on the floor, that's what's good. This is all fine if you have wheat on the floor in the middle and that's connecting them. What if you just have straw in between? Right, you don't have, pieces of wheat? Okay, no answer given. Reb Chagai Bari Kumi Reb Yosi, similar. Hayatame Be'emsa. What if you have tahar piles of grain and you have tame in the middle? You have tame stuff in the middle. So is that mitztarif? Is that called menamukaf? Look at the Mara Folda right across. Hayatame Be'emsa Bein Shnei Kriyim Kivan Sheha Emsa Hu Tame. Ve'ein Ma'asrin Me'atar Latame. Well, maybe since the middle is tame and you're not Ma'asrin Me'atar Latame, as we learned, Ihavi Leikim in Acher. Maybe it's considered a different type. Ve'eino Menamukaf. Maybe it's as if you have a different type in the middle and it's not Menamukaf. Hello? Which is it? So Amar Lei, Vahainu Nashuch? Rhetorical question as an answer. Is this called nashuch? What's nashuch? Well, that's a lashon from challah. That imagine you have two rolls next to each other that are sticking to each other. Sometimes when you separate them, a little piece of one comes off with the other. That's called together for challah. So we just borrow that lashon here. Is this called together? Meaning you have tummy in the middle. You have tummy in the middle, and therefore obviously it's not good enough. It's not called menamukaf. It's ki'ilu. It's a separate min. Period. Chavraya bon kumi Reb Yosi haisa mapa be'emsa. What if you have a curtain in the middle? What if you have, I don't know, you want to have separate the areas in your threshing floor, so you have a curtain hanging down in the middle. So is that going to be mafsik? So Amar Lon, v'haydo chamisha sakin begorin. But what do you mean? Isn't that like five what if you have five sacks? Five sacks in the threshing floor. You already put it into sacks. Detani, because the Brisa says that's okay. We're going to switch the gear. So here, chamisha sakin begorin, tarmin, umaasrin, mizelze. Right, that's the girsa of the Marafolda. Also, it works. It works. And that's why if you have five separate bags, the Rambam quotes that, that same Rambam that we read before. If you have five separate bags, again, as long as you don't have anything in between. What if I have five bags of truma, and then there's nothing in between, I can be mafish mizel zeh. Mafish mizel zeh. Again, as we said, chala is going to have a higher standard. Right? Sometimes people have called up in the past like, oh, how you mafish chala? So you have mafish chala bedo. What happens if you already made the chalas, you have five chalas made, and like, oh, Rabbi, I forgot to be mafish chala. What do? So what's the halacha? You take them out onto the counter, you put a towel over the whole, all the chalas, or a big tablecloth, so that's mitzarif them, and then you're going to have to ruin one of your chalas to take off a little piece. One's not going to be whole. Well, that'd be all. But there's a higher standard of tziruf, we'll have to talk about that, that could be needed for a farshas chala. That might not be just min hamukaf. That might be min ha'isa, ariso sechem. But now we're talking about min hamukaf. Period. Rav Elazar Omer Tamar v'chulu. One more line. So Tani. So back to the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah quoted a Deya HaChalekes. We've been talking about for the past 3 days the halacha of Ein Tarmin Minatar Alatame. Right? That's the name of our perek. Our perek is Ein Tarmin. Ein Tarmin Minatar Alatame. And we had five different lines related to that. But then the fifth line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer argues Tarmin Minatar Alatame. You can be Tarmin Minatar Alatame. So the Gemara says now, Tani Reb Loi Omer B'Shem Reb Eliezer, Tarmim Natar Latame Belach. Reb Eliezer only goes halfway according to Reb Loi. He allows you, we'll have to see why this is, as long as there's moisture. If the fruit are moist, so then you can be Tarmim Natar Latame. Not if it's all dry. But if it's one of them is moist, then you can be Tarmim Natar Latame. What's the case? That's, how do you do it though? What, he says you don't need Minamukaf? Right? You should eat minamukaf. So how you do minamukaf without getting the tar stuff tame? So how do you do that? So, this is the case. Kavash chit zeisim betumah. What if I'm pickling olives and they're all tame? I have a barrel of pickled olives and they're all tame. Vahu wrote to the tarman betara and I want to be mafrish from tara. So what do you do? Maybe mashpech shein bepiv kebetza. I bring a funnel, and I fill it with tahar olives. Umemale oso zesim, v'nosal biachavis. I put the funnel, right, with a little hole on the bottom. I put it on top of the barrel. So the bottom layer, the olives that are stuck in that little hole of the funnel, they're going to be the ones that are going to be touching the tame olives. So they're going to become tame. What can you do? I'm going to sacrifice those few olives. But they're not going to be metame, all the olives on top in the funnel. And those are going to remain tahar. Why? V'nimsa termina mukaf, and that's good. I'm being termina mukaf because it's touching, but it's not going to be, it's not the size of a beitza. And food to be metame, other food, has to be the size of an egg, the size of a beitza. So the lowest layer could have become tame from the barrel of olives because it's mina mukaf, but the ones on top, these olives are not going to be big enough to be metame, the olives on top. So the Gemara just says, "Lamali pachas bi kebetza, afilu kebetza, lo piruin inun." Why do you need the funnel, the little hole in the funnel, less than the size of an egg? Even if it was bigger than the size of an egg, each olive is not the size of an egg. So each of those tame olives now are not going to be able to be metame what's above it. So why do you have to make sure the funnel has a smaller opening than an egg? Shlei tame zeis amarbe. No, we'd rather you not make so many olives tame. So that's why he says, if you have a little funnel. Right, the little hole in the funnel, so it's less than the size of an egg. So you're right, if each olive is smaller than an egg anyway. But that's what you do, Rabbi Elazar says. And in this way, it's min hamukaf, and you could be mafrish min hatara latame, and still have that in this case of moisture. Again, we'll have to see why he's machalik between yavesh and lach, and what the Rabbanan would say back. Okay, we'll stop here.